From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Firefighters are searching the scorched remnants of a 24-story Grenfell Tower apartment complex in London for victims of an early Wednesday blaze that killed at least 12 and sent dozens to the hospital, many critically injured. The inferno was one of the British capital's deadliest fires in a generation. Amina Sharif was a witness.
It went literally up. It started firing from the outside all the way to the roof and then all the way down. And then by then we can see a lot of children and a lot of mothers and fathers screaming for help, 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 and putting their hands on the window and asking us to help them. And we couldn't do nothing. And we can see like the stuff on the side was falling off, collapsing. And we were just standing there hopeless, screaming, and they were screaming.
It took more than 200 firefighters hours to gain control of the blaze. They rescued dozens of people. London Fire Brigade official Steve Apter said crews were still dousing flames early Thursday.
There are still pockets of fire yet to be extinguished in particularly difficult places to reach. And hence I've said we will be on scene for a long time.
The cause of the fire still not known. Prime Minister Theresa May said an investigation will be undertaken.
Of course, once the scene is secure, once the recovery is complete, then an investigation will take place into the cause of the fire.
The incident could delay her announcement on forming a new government following last week's election. A hostage-taking and suicide bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu ended Thursday after Somali security forces killed five remaining attackers holed up with hostages in a restaurant. At least 18 were killed when al-Shabaab insurgents rammed explosive-laden car into the entrance of the posh hotel and took captives in the next-door restaurant. This is VOA News.